Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome into They Said It here on WEEI Football Sunday. Let's begin with some audio from your New England Patriots this week. Drake May spoke to the media. It came out this week that Stephon Diggs has a broken finger. He's been playing through it. And Drake May was asked about him playing through that and what he's meant to this team. Here was Drake May on Stephon Diggs.
That's probably dramatic. You know, every time he lays on the ground and acts like he just got hit by an 18-wheeler or something. No, he's awesome. I think just try to throw a catchable ball. That goes with being accurate. He's awesome. He's got great hands. He's one of the best hands I've seen. He's effortless catching it. You know, when it gets cold out, he likes to catch it more with his body. When the lights are on, he's, you know, got one of the best hands in the league. And, you know, anywhere, you've seen all the catches he's made, back in the end zone, toe tap, sideline. No, it doesn't matter. He's making the catches.
You think back to that touchdown catch he had at the end of the half there a couple games ago for the New England Patriots. And
on fourth down?
Yeah, on fourth down, right before the halftime, right there on the goal line, like that catch with a broken finger, like, dude, what he's brought to this team playing through injuries like this, I think he has meant so much to the development of Drake May and the ability of this offense to really kind of be as good as they've
been. So the discussion of who's, you know, the most, you know, with Milton Williams going out on IR, the first starter to get be put on IR this year, which is incredible. They've been very fortunate to have good health all season. But the talk became who's the most important player to this team, not named Drake May, and if they got hurt, who would have the most impact? And I would argue it might be Steph Diggs. Some would say Christian Gonzalez. Some would say Will Campbell. But I just think he's kind of been a bigger tone setter, not only for that Buffalo game, but in every game for not only the wide receivers, but for the whole team. So I think that's how important he's been to this team.
Yeah, I got to say, being in that conversation in the locker room where – I believe it was Phil Perry who asked about, like, hey, what do you think about the ball that Drake throws, the catchability of it, the accuracy? And he's like, yeah, I broke my finger a couple weeks ago. And we're all like,
what?
Okay. So just casually dropping that in there. Yeah. Sure. And nice. It's to the point where he had this great elaborate answer. And we're like, so you broke your finger. Like, how is that now? And he's like, oh, it's the least of my concerns. You're like,
sick breath,
okay.
That's awesome. You know what's nice to hear though in that cut, Christian, is just the Drake May relaxed, having fun.
Takes a jab at his guy.
Busting balls a little bit. Yeah.
I love it. Good.
And one of my favorite plays of the year was that onside kick that Diggs caught, because it was a perfect onside kick. He jumped up and high-pointed it and then just got absolutely rocked. I mean, rocked. And he held onto the ball.
The ball hung up there forever.
Yeah,
he knew he was going to get hit.
It was a perfect onside kick. I mean, it really was. And that's what you want. You want a guy to have to jump up, you hit him in the ribs, and he drops the ball maybe. He held onto it. It was great. It's not a play that's going to show up on any stat sheet, but that was one of his best plays of the year, I thought.
So from one important piece of the offense to yet another, the offensive line. They have famously been doing offensive line dinners every week. Will Campbell and Jared Wilson actually sat down with Steve Burton and talked about their offensive line dinners, and I love hearing big boys talk about what they eat. So let's hear from Will Campbell and Jared Wilson.
This offensive line has come together nicely. It really has.
Something that I wish people could see, but of course won't see, it's just how we interact as an offensive line away from football. It's like, I feel like we're connected And we've become so close on Thursday nights when we go out for O-line dinner. Like, our camaraderie off the field, it definitely just helps us in the meeting room and on the field as well.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up that O-line dinner on Thursday. What do you guys order?
Me and Garrett Bradbury usually get there pretty early. We'll be one of the first two there, and like, it's usually like, all right, we'll take every appetizer. We'll take three of them. We'll take two or three of every appetizer.
This is just them ordering before everyone gets there.
Before everybody gets
there. Yes.
Then
you get there and you get more appetizers, and then you get the food.
All right, so you're the Shirley Temple guy. You're not?
No, I drink them too.
Oh, you have no choice?
No. It's choice. It's honestly just become like a superstition now. Everybody at least has one.
Yeah.
We started winning, and then everybody else just drinks them now just to say, like, all right,
we had our Shirley Temple.
I love these guys.
No, it's the best.
This offensive line.
That's your man after my own heart with the appetizers. I love appetizers, man.
Dude, so do I.
Oh, yeah.
I could go to a restaurant and just eat appetizers, not actually get like a full meal.
Yeah, that's called tapas.
Yeah, I love
there
tapas.
There are restaurants that just do that.
I had one of the best tapas meals I've ever had when I was in London. It was tremendous. Sick brag, I know. But
jeez. Excuse me.
Yeah, it was so good. I love the relaxation. You even talked about it with Drake May. Like, they're so relaxed. They really like each other. They're hanging out. They're slugging appetizers. Like, these are my guys. I was very critical of the Will Campbell pick when it was made. I have since been proven very wrong, and I am the first to admit that. This guy's the best. I love him. He's been pretty good this year, and this offensive line's a lot of fun.
O-line. Round of applause. Is my favorite unit on a team. I think it's the most important unit on a team because they're a team within a team.
Yeah.
And if one guy messes up, it looks bad on the whole offensive line. I love them because they like I've said, they always kind of marry their high school sweethearts because they know that's probably the skinniest they'll ever be at any point in their life. And so they marry their high school sweethearts, but they bring the teams together. Their wives and girlfriends are usually kind of the glue for the wives of the other guys. And, you know, they have a great way of kind of going about their business. I love
such
the,
a good
remember
personality.
The Broncos one year? I think they didn't wash their jerseys for the whole season because they were super. They get superstitions. They're the most unique, I think, unit on a team, and they're the most important, I would say.
Yeah, they are unbelievably important to the success of this team, and they have been those two rookies on the left side have been way better than you could have expected.
No doubt.
Entering the season. Let's get to Arkin already mentioned, Shedeur Sanders making his first career start today
for the Cleveland Browns.
The Buffalo actually a fun betting fact for you. We'll get to this later, but 91% of the money currently on the Browns in today's game. Take that for how you will. We can hear from Shedeur.
Vegas knows.
In his press conference this week, talking about being put in a tough spot last week, but wanting to be the guy.
Losing isn't something I'm comfortable with at all. So everything, I just gotta take this one, you know. I gotta take this one, I gotta decompress, I gotta understand, like, you know, this really happened, you know, on my watch. So I don't like the feeling, and I know offensively, if I'm able to get out there and have an opportunity, I know that I'll be able to take everything to a different level. Like I said, I'm still the same confidence. I'm still me. I'll never go anywhere, you know. Just going out there, seeing daylight, that's all I needed, you know, to see how they move out there. You playing against a great defense. You got guys from the Pro Bowl out there. So it's like, it's exciting to see, okay, this what it's like. All right. This what it's like. I'm excited for it. So, you know, I just got to take this one and build on it.
So, Ted, I wanted to ask you, Cam Newton not only was critical of Drake May this week, he also was critical of Kevin Stefanski, believes Stefanski has not put Shedeur Sanders in any position to succeed, doesn't want him to succeed, I believe is how Cam phrased it.
That's so stupid.
I know. Does it feel like that to you, or was it just like he came in a really tough spot last week against the Ravens, now with a full week of practice with the starter reps, he might look a little bit better against a much worse defense in the Vegas Raiders?
I mean, there is something to say for the spot he put him in. Yeah. I didn't really like it. I don't think it. You were kind of putting him in there to look good. I think that was a very difficult spot to put him in. And so I think it's. I don't feel necessarily with my alma mater brethren over here, Christian Arkin, about Shedeur Sanders. I'm just worried about him. I don't think he's. I think he's gonna have a tough day. The Browns have had 18 different starters since 1999, and every starter before Shedeur Sanders in their first game, the 17 starters are 0-17 in their first start.
It's
so
funny.
You know, maybe he can break that streak. I'm not as hopeful on that.
I think one of the big things for me with Shedeur is he just drifts a lot, Ted. I don't know if you've seen this. Like when he plays, and he did this at Colorado, which is why the sack number was so high, is when he senses a little bit of pressure, instead of rolling away, he tends to just drift farther back.
Yeah. It creates
massive issues for him, and I think that's one of the things you immediately saw in that Ravens game.
Yep.
Let's go to the Kansas City Chiefs. Have been a bit of a shocker this year so far. 5-5, have not looked good, especially on offense. Have not just Patrick Mahomes is just missing throws. Andy Reid kind of took a veiled shot at Mahomes in his Zoom press conference this week. Here was Andy Reid.
We're calling quite a few of the RPOs. So yesterday they were giving us opportunities to throw the football. So we utilize the opportunities there. And those things end up being as good as a run for you. We're getting 4-plus yards and you go with it. And but the runs are being called. It's just, you know, sometimes they get turned into passes in today's world. You know, that's how it goes. So, but we're getting them in. Now, we have some hard runs where you just get up, line up, and go. Probably could call more of those.
Do you believe Andy Reid, or do you think that this is Andy Reid saying Patrick Mahomes is changing the play at the line of scrimmage too much?
What I think it says is Andy Reid saying the kid doesn't want to get hit. Like, I don't think he wants to pull the ball and take hits. And I'm looking at his rushing stats right now. I mean, he's got 48 carries.
Well, he was running a lot early in the year. And then since the last couple of weeks, though, he has not been running. I wonder if that's an injury thing or...
I've always said that, like, people are worried about, you know, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs catching Tom Brady. I'm like, his body's not going to last.
No.
He just doesn't... I don't think he takes care of it like Tom takes care of it. But he also puts himself... early in his career, I think, in harm's way. And I think what Andy is saying there is, if you're going to do an RPO, what makes it successful is you run every now and then, right? So if you're always pulling the ball and throwing it, then there's no real threat of you running it. The RPO doesn't have the same impact it would if you did keep it and run every now and then.
Yeah, he's been the team's leading rusher. He was the team's leading rusher in three of the first five games this year. Since then, though, has not been running nearly as much. So I'm curious if you may be right, Ted. Maybe he doesn't want to get, maybe he has a rib injury or something that we haven't heard about, and he just doesn't want to get hit. But that'll do it today for They Said It, Arcan.
All right, there you go. That's They Said It with Chris Shimes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Tommy Kern's going to join us here in about 8 minutes. It's Football Sunday. WEEI, Arcan, Teddy, Shime Time, Mego here as well. You at 617-779-7937 if you'd like to join the conversation. We're going to get our inactives for you as well at 11:30. A couple I can already tell you about, like Aaron Rodgers, who was going to miss this game against the Bears. You know that hurts him deep down.
Oh, he
loves playing
this.
The Bears.
He owns the Bears.
He loves playing against Chicago, in Chicago, and taunting that crowd, but he will not be out there. Mason Rudolph getting the start for Pittsburgh.
Yuck.
And Green Bay, the Green Bay Packers hosting the Vikings tonight. They will be without their star running back, Josh Jacobs. He's out with a high ankle sprain. Could tip the scales a little bit in the favor of Minnesota there, although they still have J.J. McCarthy as their quarterback, so probably not. Let's get to the phones here before we talk to Tommy Kern. Jay is in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Jay.
Good morning, guys. So excited to hear you guys talk on Sunday morning about the pass and so forth. I just want to put to rest real quick the scheduling myth. I mean, when you look at the schedule, the way it's set up in the NFL for parity and so forth, 14 out of the 17 games are compulsory, meaning that you play six in your division. Eight of them, however, are chosen by the conference, your conference, or your division, rather,
right,
bases during the year. And the AFC North happens to be the division of choice this year for the Pats in the whole AFC East, as is the NFC South, which, again, is the whole division having to play. There's only three games that are based on historical data, which are, one of them already took a loss, which is the Raiders. You beat the Titans and the Giants. So there's only three games are based on last year's last couple years' low performance.
The last place team, right, yeah.
Right, right. So when you consider what they're doing, it's basically whatever the league is offering this. This is what the league works. It's designed for parity. It's designed for teams to improve. And I think they're just handling it really well. And I think that the naysayers out there are wrong when they don't look at the actual facts. The facts are 14 of the games are compulsory, and they are mandated by the NFL to play those divisions. And they have that has nothing to do with historical data.
Jay, you're right about that. And I think that's a good distinction to make here, because I was just reading you the list of the teams, the Patriots in 2016, they had the easiest schedule. In 2015, they were in the AFC Championship game against Denver. So it's not like they were gifted some easy schedule based off of the year previous.
Correct.
It was the AFC East, which was, not that great. And year to year, things change. Like, teams get better, teams get worse, guys get injured, all sorts of freak stuff happens. So it's not, I get what he's saying, and I don't think that there was some kind of big conspiracy here to give the Patriots an easy schedule. There'd be no way to do it. There'd be no way to set it up.
The way you just lucked into it. Like,
right,
you got three really bad teams, and then you got a couple bad divisions to play. Like, the NFC South hasn't been good for years. So every year, the division that gets to face the NFC South is pretty happy, because they're like, oh yeah, we can get three wins out of four here.
Mm-hmm. And thank you for chiming in with that, because it is still the one thing. It's really the one thing that people can hold over this Patriots team. There's little stuff in between, red zone defense, red zone offense, for that matter. I mean, they're not great in the red zone, but that's it.
Are you? I don't remember this being a topic in '96 when we went to the Super Bowl, or 2001 when we went to the Super Bowl. I don't remember people talking about our strength of schedule as being the biggest. Big problem. I mean, I think what makes it such a story is it's an historically soft schedule, right? I mean, it's one of the softest schedules in DVOA since 1978. They have the easiest schedule. So I think from a historical perspective, they're getting this of soft schedule. And so that is what making it a story.
It's interesting you bring that up. Do you know who has a softer schedule both strength of schedule and softer strength of victory that's also a playoff team right now.
I bet you do.
I sure do. It's Colts? The Chicago Bears.
Oh, the Bears.
And nobody's talking about the Bears' strength of schedule because nobody cares about the Bears' strength of schedule. It should be the same thing here.
And they're not 9-2 either. That's the other thing.
No, they're 7-3.
Yeah.
I mean, they're still they've lost one more game than you. You know, so they're technically leading the NFC North right now over the Packers and the Lions.
True. You know why, right? You know what the number one stat is for that team, right? Why there's
Turnover differential. Yeah, they lead the league in takeaways.
So. Boom. Attaboy, Sean.
I think it has more to do with the context of the franchises.
Probably,
maybe in a way. Look, I was a little kid and not living up here, so I don't remember the mid-90s conversations.
Oh, they were good.
I'm sure the conversations were awesome.
Sure.
But you also had a Patriots program that had never seen real success in terms of Super Bowls or anything like that. Now you have the greatest dynasty in the history of the NFL and 5 years wandering the desert. It looks like you're a really strong program again, top to bottom. And so people look at that and they're like, well, no, they couldn't have suffered for 5 years.
That's
it is not fair for them to suffer for only 5 years and then have an MVP favorite. That is not okay. Like, that karmic retribution should have come for a longer time for the Patriots, whereas the Bears, again, program that's been wandering in the desert for well over a decade
like
now.
06.
Yeah.
I think you're right. That's an underlying issue, I think, Mago. Good point.
All right, let's go to Bob in Londonderry before we talk with Tommy. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, guys. Enjoy the show.
Thanks, Bob.
I admit this year that my guess, I'm not the expert by any means with the Patriots, but you can see the changes that have been definitely for the better. But I would still caution, I still think they've had an easy schedule, which they're not the first team that haven't, and they're taking advantage, which is obviously very good. But remember, when I talked about the Celtics before, it's very obvious. The only reason they won, and again, they're not the first team, they won because they played nobody. And now look at the Celtics. Imagine if they were selling the team, what idiot would ever think of buying what they've got on the court now and what they're going to have? But back to the Patriots, I'm still going to say, as time goes on, if they get into real more scheduling, and Lord forbid anything happens to May, even a sprained toenail, you ball fans might be in for a rude awakening. But I would still enjoy what's going on now because it looks real good, and at least they look like a real team.
Thank you, Bob. One other thing about that Celtics team, yeah, they had an easy schedule. They did because they were healthy. They were healthy that year, and Giannis got hurt, Jalen Brunson got hurt, Donovan Mitchell got hurt, Tyrese Halliburton got hurt. Everybody in the East got hurt. Every single player, it seemed like, got hurt, and the Celtics didn't. The Celtics stayed mostly healthy, and as you said, that's not a coincidence, Ted. When a team's healthy, when their best players are healthy, like the Patriots are this year, they've had a great run of health and an easy schedule. Sometimes you need, some outside factors to work in your favor.
No doubt.
But they've also made their own luck in a lot of ways, too, and they have been remarkably healthy, and I think that's a huge part of this, and not something that you can overlook. You want to say the Celtics didn't play anybody, it's because they were all injured. Patriots are very, very healthy this year, and they're only getting a Bengals team with no Burrow, no Chase, no nothing.
They only don't look like the normal Celtics because Jason Tatum's hurt. Like,
right.
Again, health. it's one of the major factors in every sport is just being healthy when it matters most. That's it.
I would argue that the Patriots are maybe the healthiest team at this point in the season through 11 games. Only one starter, again, to be put on IR. That's Milton Williams here this last week. So
you never see that.
You never see that.
Yeah, you really don't. All right. Tell you what you do see, and that is Tommy Kern, who is on this network a couple times a week. And here, of course, on Sundays, you can check him out on NBC Sports Boston. Pre-game, post-game, halftime, all during the game, before and after it, and right here with us right now. Mr. Kern, how are we doing today?
Tremendous. What's up, Christian? How are you?
I'm doing great. It's great to talk with you. It is great to be previewing a game again. Last week was sort of more of a reflection on the things that we have seen. Now we have 10 days off, and this team has had 10 days off to get ready for a Cincinnati Bengals team that gives up a lot of points. Tom, do you think this is a opportunity here, or do you predict this will be an opportunity for Drake May and this offense to put up some major numbers today?
It's as good an opportunity as you can find. And if you look at statistically, it's as good an opportunity as any quarterback can find over the last about 30 to 50 years. I mean, they're putting up Super Bowl era stats defensively that have never been seen. For instance, one of them is, and it's interesting too, kind of buried in the stats. They've allowed 14 or more points in the last five games in the fourth quarter. No one's ever done that. Nobody. It's kind of outrageous.
Tom, we're expecting to see Ramondre Stevenson back today. What do you feel like the split will be between Ramondre and Travion Henderson now that Henderson has started to emerge a little bit, getting more touches and more carries and feeling more comfortable in this offense?
I think it would just return exactly if Stevenson's fully good with his toe. I think it would turn back exactly to what it was. He's the lead back. He's the first and second down back. And he is a better power back, I think, than Henderson. Henderson, you know, has had moments, absolutely, a couple of long runs, some nice receptions, outside runs. But I think that Stevenson has proven over the course of his career that despite the fumbling issues, he's a better interior runner. And Henderson has, I think it was indispensable for him to get the time that he did over the last few weeks to kind of settle into, okay, this is how it works. This is the speed. These are the things I can get away with. This is the patience I can use. These are plays on which I need to hit it up there as quickly as possible. So I think it's indispensable, but I also think that it would make sense to put people in the roles that you had designed for them initially.
Tom, the Patriots have had three straight 100-plus receiving yard performances from three different guys in the last three games. What do you think is the biggest catalyst, the biggest reason for the improvement of this wide receiver room compared to last year?
Protection. I think it's the amount of time that Drake May has had to go through reads, to understand everything that he's looking at and have answers at the line of scrimmage too. And that was something that, you know, I would watch games with Brian Hoyer here at NBC Sports Boston, and he would say he doesn't have answers for what he wants to do. And I remember walking up to one of the players and asking, is Drake allowed to move in and out of plays? He goes, no, we have the answers. We're just too disorganized to check in and out of plays because he doesn't know what he's going to be looking at once the ball is snapped in terms of whether guys are going where they're supposed to. So I think the structure, the protection, obviously his downfield accuracy, those are the things I think, Mego, that are leading to the bigger numbers in the 100-yard receiving games. Instead of just checkdowns, he's getting chunk plays, and that's because of the protection to stand there for 2.5 seconds, approaching 3 seconds, and wait for somebody to uncover in the middle of the field, because it's hard to cover a guy when he knows where you're going and you don't as a defensive back.
Go ahead, Mego.
Oh, I was just going to follow up. When you had that conversation about the organization versus disorganization and finding the answers, was that like earlier this year or was that last year?
No. That was last year.
Okay.
It was the end of the year.
Gotcha.
Because it was the Chargers game that ignited it, because he was getting just murdered. They just kept bringing people off the left edge on poor Vidarian, whoever was on over there in that game. And I'm like, you can tell they're bringing people. And he goes, well, they don't check out. They don't have answers for him. And I did ask a player, I was like, is that the case? He goes, no, it's not the case. We have the answers. It's just, we just don't know. We don't know if we're going to write them down correctly, so to speak.
Oh, brutal. So glad that those days are behind us. Tom, a lot's been written about Drake May's leadership, and I mean, you've seen it just completely do a 180 from last year to this year. Just, if you could, just speak on that. Are you surprised? I am a little bit, because based off of what I saw last year, I was thinking, man, is this kid going to ever come out of his shell? We certainly has. Just your thoughts on Drake May's leadership.
What a great job by Vrabel, I think, Teddy, to absolutely zero in on that immediately and say, I'm going to talk to him after every play and say to him, go talk to your wide receivers. Be the first guy off the line. Be the person during training camp who is giving account. And it's when they were doing full field sprints. And make sure the count is, you know, not just on one, make it on two. And if somebody screws up, yell at them. I think all of those things Mike made very specific mention of and directed his focus on that. He's got plenty of guys to coach him on throwing. He's got plenty of guys to coach him on reading defenses. He's got plenty of guys to take care of everything else. But Mike was a great leader, Teddy, and he played with a great leader. And if he understands what the rest of the team will be looking for from a great leader, then give him all that intel.
We're talking with Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston. Tom, as I'm sure you know, a bit of drama this week between Drake May, this station, ESPN, Stephen A. Smith, Cam Newton, all of that. This is probably, I'd say, the first real drama that this team has faced in the national media. They've largely been the darlings of the national media for most of the year, since the first couple of weeks anyway. Is this the type of locker room that is able to block out that kind of noise? That was obviously the mantra with Bill Belichick. How does that apply to the Mike Vrabel regime?
I just don't think this rises to a level of anybody looking at that and saying, wow, that's something I really have to invest a lot of mental effort into in trying to figure out if Drake's okay. I don't know if it's even a tempest in a teapot. It's a loud drop from a high spot, and it's just not a big deal. I mean, you got a former player saying something, and then the quarterback saying he's not sure what show he's on, which most people aren't because they're not stapled to their couch watching television.
What did you say, Dominger? Go on.
So I cannot imagine it rises to the level of anything approaching a level of controversy because one person called him a liar and the other guy was indignant, you know, and was indignant that he didn't know what television show he was on. It's not even a ripple.
You know, Tom, when we hear you describe it that way, it really does sound incredibly silly. I have a very open-ended question for you. So take it as you would like to take it. But this is a team that's 5-0 on the road, and it's kind of an anomaly for teams right now in the NFL. What does it say to you when a team plays so well, is so consistent, is unbeaten on the road?
You know what's funny is even when they stunk, they were better on the road than they were at home.
That's right.
It's held up this year. Both of the losses, correct, were at home. Did they lose the Steelers at home too?
Yep, they did. Their two losses are at home. They haven't lost on the road yet.
I think what it says to me is, at least in this instance this year, because of the way they've played, if we look at all the individual games, whether it's going to Carolina, where else, going to New Orleans, those can be challenging. Well, certainly New Orleans more so than Carolina, but you have to get on the road, you have to get on the plane, you have to stay in the hotel, Ted could speak to this really well. I guess it's a singularity of purpose, and again, I'm going to credit Vrabel, because until year two or three, and I would be the same way with crediting Bill Belichick for the first five or six seasons of what went on here, developing a mindset and a mantra and just coaching the players week to week instead of saying, oh, I'm tired, man, we've been doing this forever. Oh, we're on the road for the third straight game. Having a goal in mind and keeping it simple, I think that Mike has done a really good job of that. And the players at some point will, you know, assume the responsibility themselves. But until you have a coach who's doing it, and really with all his lieutenants in the coaching staff and his leadership in the locker room, making sure that everybody is on that page, it doesn't work. So anybody can say, hey, turn the page. You know, it's today is all that matters. But until the entire team buys into that, it's just words. And I think that Mike has shown that.
All right, Tom, before we let you go here, how about a prediction today? How bad does
it
get?
31-24. Let's go 31-24. Mm-hmm. Joe Flacco has not been a slouch by any stretch of the imagination. He's averaging about 300 yards per game, 12 touchdowns, 3 picks. They're 1-4 with him under center. But even with the bad, and that's all contingent on that shoulder, which really was an issue. I talked to Jay Morrison for a Patriots Talk podcast this week, and he thought that the decision on Burrow really hinged on the shoulder of Joe Flacco. So they have decided, okay, Flacco's good to go. We don't have to go to Jake Browning. Give Joe another week. Burrow.
All right, there you go. 31-24, that is the prediction of Tom E. Curran. We'll have our predictions at the end of the show. Tom, great stuff as always. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Tom.
Tom E. Curran, you can check him out. NBC Sports Boston pregame show, postgame show, halftime show. The whole time he's there. He's ready to talk, and he's does a great job on that show along with everybody else, including the big guy.
Isn't that interesting? Thank you, Bub. Isn't that interesting that he would kind of pointed out some of the things that Mike would have to talk to May when it comes to leadership, like, hey, go talk to your guys. Hey, go do this. Hey, go do – it's you know what? Sometimes you got to tell guys how to be leaders. Yeah. Like, you know, maybe it doesn't come. It's not in this thing. Oh, you're born a leader. No, you're not. You got to be taught how to be a leader. And it feels like Vrabel has taught Drake May how to be the leader that he's become today.
Yeah, the inactives are out. I didn't interrupt the interview with it because there wasn't anything too surprising. We knew Jelani Tavai was going to be out. He's out.
About one.
Caden Wallace, CJ Dupree, Efton Chisholm, Joshua Farmer, and Tommy DeVito. There you go. Those are your inactives here
Efton
today.
Efton out.
The one guy who texts in every day, every Sunday about Efton Chisholm is going to be very disappointed about
very
that.
Very upset.
I think that's
just Mego's burner.
It just, no, it just takes some time to develop the kid.
Of course. He's going to be the player we all think he is eventually.
Take time.
Someday. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll get Wiggy's keys to the game.
What? Television. What did you say, Dominguez?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Mike Vrabel, unbothered by the claims of Cam Newton, the taunts of Stephen A. Smith, and so forth. Drake May, apparently unbothered by it, too. I guess we'll find out today how unbothered everybody is when the Patriots and the Bengals get together at 1 o'clock. Yes.
What does that mean? Unbothered. So, like, if he throws an interception, we're like, oh, Cam got to him.
Yep. Absolutely.
That's what he means.
That's what I'm going to be saying. Mm-hmm. That's a full hour. Yeah, Cam. Mm-hmm. Everyone's very quick to dismiss. You heard Tommy Kearney. He's like, this isn't even a ripple. Like, yeah, okay, we'll see. We'll see. He goes out there. He throws a couple of picks. We'll see if there's a ripple. We'll see if there is.
I kind of believe that, and that's why in the first hour I said this is a much bigger deal for ESPN and Stephen A. and Cam Newton than it is for the Patriots. I don't think it's going to be this giant distraction for May or the Patriots. I think if anything, like if there is any ripple effect, it's for, honestly, selfishly, it's for someone like me going into the locker room and being like, oh, here's another one of these medias who want to just talk at our locker and try to pick something apart to get a bunch of attention for themselves.
You know what I worry about this kind of little dust up this week that we had is that it makes Drake go into a shell. Like, right? Yeah. It's the kind of the first thing that has happened in his career where, you know, his words got twisted, manipulated, talked about. There was controversy around it. And so now, you know, he's going to not give you good answers whenever you interview them. That's what I worry about the most.
Yeah, it's certainly something to keep an eye on, and we will be keeping an eye on it today. If it happens against this Bengals defense, then I would say there maybe is something to worry about there. In the meantime, let's get to the keys of the game with our own Jermaine Wiggins.
It's hard for me to be wrong. This is what I would have did.
Wiggy's keys.
All right, your boy Wiggy here. My keys to today's game, very simple. We always got to start with number one. You got to be able to run the football. If you can run the football, you're the New England Patriots. Great things will happen.
Yes, Wiggy, they will. And Ramondre Stevenson is back, and along with Travion Henderson, who's had a couple of really, really nice games in a row there. How are we all feeling about the carry distribution today? How are we feeling about that?
I think it should be like 55-45 for Travion.
Okay.
Because, again, Ramondre's coming back from injury. You don't want to put a full workload on him right away. And anyways, I want Travion to be the lead back in this offense. Like, I don't want it to be Ramondre. Ramondre can be your goal line back. That's fine. Your short yardage back. I get it. Third downs even a lot of times because maybe in pass protection he's a little bit better. But I still want Travion to get the bulk of the carries. He's more explosive. You've seen it. He's understanding now, too, that he can hit a hole. Like, he can run between the tackles, and as soon as he sees daylight, you see those rockets turn on and he tries to go. He got shoestring tackle in the last game. Would have gone to the house if he didn't get tackled there running through the hole. So, like, I just think Travion's understanding things now. He deserves more carries.
So, before the injury, the split was 70-30. Basically, 32% is what Travion Henderson got to play. His percentage of snaps were 32%. Ever since the injury, it went up to 81%. I don't think they're going to give him more snaps than Ramondre, but he should get more than 32 like it was before. 100%. I think he should get up into the mid-40s, so almost like a half and half split. And I thought in that Tampa Bay game, he showed why he can be a good blocker. He's gotten better at blitz pickup as the season's gone on. And he also is, even though he doesn't get a lot of 4 and 5 yard runs, you know, he is him and Drake May have weaponized this offense. The Patriots have the biggest touchdown TD margin per yard. So they average, their TDs average 17 or more yards every touchdown. And so it's considered, if you look at that stat, is the most explosive offense. It's not just because of Drake May. It's because of Travion Henderson. So don't go back to the 32%. Make it almost a 50-50 split. That's how I would do it, Mike. That's how I'd do it.
All right, let's get to key number two.
Number two, whether it's Joe Burrow or Joe Flacco, make sure you get after the quarterback. Both of them are statues back there, so if you can put pressure on the quarterback, you'll be able to create a lot of issues for the Cincinnati Bengals on offense.
You agree with this one, too, here. Obviously, you got Joe Flacco out there. He's the older of the two statues, and he's got a bum shoulder. And there's no reason why this Patriots pass rush, if they are up for it. I mean, listen, they may just not be very good. But if they're up for it, if they got anything in the tank here, Landry's playing. So this should be he was questionable or limited in practice this week. This should be a time for them to be able to get after that. It's not a good offensive line. And you have a very immobile quarterback.
Yeah, that's something that I would like to see them. We've been talking about this pass rush really since, I think, like week two or three, because they started off with some really hot
they
stats.
They led the league in sacks first 2 years.
And now we're looking at it going like, okay, can they generate some pressure? Can they, even when they're bringing the blitz, especially early in games, can they read the situation? And this goes to a coaching perspective. The defensive coordinator, your guy, Zach Kaur, who you believe is the best coordinator on this team, Shime.
A best play caller, yeah.
I think that it still doesn't feel like it's all like molded together. Like they haven't found the right balance. They haven't struck the right amount of pressure. And so as we get into this tail end of the regular season with eyes on the playoffs, something that you would like them to figure out.
Yeah, you definitely want them to figure out. I also think that they don't have the top line, like the top line defensive lineman that you necessarily want, right? To me, Barmore, Milton Williams, when they're healthy, are like a poor man's Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, where it's like they're creating chaos, which is really good. And that's one of the reasons why they're the best run defenders in the league, but not to the point where they're drawing away a ton of blockers from those outside pass rushers, allowing those guys to get home. And they don't really have great speed rushers. They're more about discipline and like lane coverage
setting
and stuff
edge,
like that. Yeah, setting the edge. They're not I just don't think that this defense is built to, like, get after the passer in the classic sense. You know what I mean?
All right, let's hear key number three.
And number three, I would like to see this New England Patriots team take advantage of Drake May and getting him outside the pocket, putting him in a position where he can make some plays off of nakeds and bootlegs, those type of things where we could see him utilize his legs, not to necessarily run the ball, but to be able to get out the pocket and make plays downfield. Those are my keys.
Thank you, Wiggy. Last key there. Let Drake out of the pocket. Let him run some boots. Ted, I know you love those. I'm all for that. I just don't think they really need to do that today. I think they can just attack the middle of the field. The Bengals give up a ton of yards in the middle, over the middle, so that could be big for Pop Douglas, Hunter Henry, guys like that. I think, I don't know, you don't have to get, I don't feel like you have to get too creative today, do you?
You probably don't, but you know what? Still get the work in. You got a bye coming up, so I think I love when they have moving pockets. I'm a big fan of it, so play action, moving pockets. Throw those in there a little bit just to kind of keep them honest and to kind of keep your offense evolving. But you're right. The linebackers and the safeties are horrendous for this team, so you really never need to leave to beat this team.
It also feels like it could be one of those curveball games for the Pats where they throw in a lot of things they don't normally do to screw up with some of those tendency numbers. You know, like guys like Greg Maddux would go, and because Vrabel talked about comparing Drake May to Greg Maddux. Greg Maddux would go and, like, you know, they have a massive lead in the seventh inning. He's just going to throw a fastball down the gut to somebody who's going to smash it for a home run. He's going to go, next time that guy's going to be thinking I'm going to throw him a fastball, right? Like, this is the kind of game where you throw in some of those weird things a little bit from the Patriots' perspective because you know you can get the win, and then you throw off some of those tendency numbers for the playoffs.
For instance, you know, when you see Kyrus Tonga in there?
Yeah.
Let's see a pass out of that.
Bingo.
They don't ever pass.
You have
pass
to be aware for it now.
Correct. There you
exactly.
go.
All right, very good. Those are the keys to the game with our own Wiggy on the Greg Hill Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.